Chapter 23. Anatomy of the Respiratory System. Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Structural Plan of the Respiratory System. The respiratory system functions as an air distributor and gas exchanger, supplying oxygen and removing carbon dioxide from cells. Alveoli are the sacs that serve as gas exchangers. All other parts of the respiratory system serve as air distributors. The respiratory system also warms, filters, and humidifies air. Respiratory organs are also involved in speech, homeostasis of body pH, and olfaction. The respiratory system is divided into two structural divisions. The upper respiratory tract includes the organs located outside the thorax and consists of the nose, nasopharynx, oropharynx, laryngopharynx, and larynx. The lower respiratory tract consists of the organs located within the thorax and consists of the trachea, the bronchial tree, and the lungs. Accessory structures include the oral cavity, rib cage, and diaphragm. Upper respiratory tract. The nose has an external portion, which consists of a bony and cartilaginous frame covered by skin containing sebaceous glands. The two nasal bones meet and are surrounded by the frontal bone to form the root. The nose is surrounded by the maxilla. The nasal cavity is the internal portion of the nose, which lies over the roof of the mouth and is separated by the palatine bones. A cleft palate occurs when the palatine bones fail to unite completely and only partially separate the nose and the mouth, thereby producing difficulty swallowing. The cribriform plate separates the roof of the nose from the cranial cavity. The septum separates the nasal cavity into right and left cavities. It consists of four structures: the perpendicular plate of the ethmoid bone, the vomer bone, the vomeronasal cartilages, and the septal nasal cartilage. Each nasal cavity is divided into three passageways: superior, middle, and inferior meatuses. Anterior nares are the external openings to the nasal cavities that open into the vestibule. Air flows through the nose into the pharynx from the anterior nares to the vestibule to all three meatuses simultaneously to the posterior nares. Nasal mucosa contains a rich blood supply and is the mucous membrane that air passes over. Olfactory epithelium is the special sensory membrane containing many olfactory nerve cells and a rich lymphatic plexus. The four pairs of air-containing spaces that open or drain into the nasal cavity are called the paranasal sinuses. Each is lined with respiratory mucosa. The nose provides a passageway for air traveling to and from the lungs, filters the air, aids speech, and makes possible the sense of smell. The pharynx, or throat, is a tube-like structure extending from the base of the skull to the esophagus, which is made of muscle and is divided into three parts: nasopharynx, oropharynx, and laryngopharynx. Pharyngeal tonsils are located in the nasopharynx and are called adenoids when they become enlarged. The oropharynx contains two pairs of organs: the palatine tonsils, which are the tonsils that are the most commonly removed, and the lingual tonsils, which are rarely removed. The pharynx is the pathway for the respiratory and digestive tracts. The larynx is positioned between the root of the tongue and the upper end of the trachea. It consists of cartilage attached by muscle and is lined by a ciliated mucous membrane, which forms two pairs of folds: vestibular folds, or false vocal folds, and vocal folds. The cartilage framework of the larynx is formed by nine cartilages. The single laryngeal cartilages are the three largest cartilages, consisting of the thyroid cartilage, the epiglottis, and the cricoid cartilages. The paired laryngeal cartilages are the three pairs of smaller cartilages: the arytenoid, the corniculate, and the cuneiform cartilages. The muscles of the larynx include both the intrinsic muscles, which insert and originate within the larynx, and the extrinsic muscles, which insert in the larynx but originate on other structures. The larynx forms part of the airway to the lungs and produces the voice. Lower respiratory tract. The trachea, or windpipe, extends from the larynx to the primary bronchi. It furnishes part of the open airway to the lungs. Obstruction of the trachea causes death. The lower end of the trachea divides into two primary bronchi, one on the right and one on the left. The primary bronchi enter the lung and divide into secondary bronchi, which branch into bronchioles and eventually divide into alveolar ducts and alveoli. The alveoli are the primary gas exchange structures. The respiratory membrane is the barrier where gases are exchanged by alveolar air and the blood. The respiratory membrane consists of the alveolar epithelium, the capillary endothelium, and their joined basement membranes. The respiratory membrane contains a surfactant, which is a component of the fluid that reduces surface tension. It is produced by type 2 cells. The bronchi and alveoli serve to distribute air to the lung's interior. The lungs are cone-shaped organs extending from the diaphragm to above the clavicles. The hilum is the slit on the lung's medial surface where the primary bronchi and the pulmonary blood vessels enter. The base is the inferior surface of the lung that rests on the diaphragm. The surface that lies against the ribs is the costal surface. The left lung is divided into two lobes, superior and inferior. The right lung is divided into three lobes, superior, middle, and inferior. Lobes are further divided into functional units called bronchopulmonary segments. There are 10 segments in the right lung and 8 segments in the left lung. The primary functions of the lungs are air distribution and gas exchange. Thorax. The thoracic cavity has 3 divisions divided by the pleura. The pleural divisions are the part occupied by the lungs. The mediastinum is the part occupied by the esophagus, trachea, large blood vessels, and heart. The thorax brings about inspiration and expiration. Cycle of life, respiratory system. Respiration may be affected by developmental defects, age-related structural changes, or loss of function throughout the life cycle. Age-related changes affect vital capacity, make ventilation difficult, or reduce the oxygen or carbon dioxide carrying capacity of blood. Respiratory efficiency is reduced in old age as a result of changes in ribs, respiratory muscles, and hemoglobin levels.